Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about your life, and we talk about your questions. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And so every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what I do is I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And that prayer was actually brought down to the Mayans from the Pleiadians. And it's been translated from Spanish, so it came from the Pleiadians to the Mayans, and it's been translated from Spanish, or Mayan, if you will, Mayan Spanish to English, and so what the actual prayer is, it's a vibrational key, and it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so what I do is I open up the records prior to the show, so this prayer gives me the ability to be in the Akashic Record energy as well as be conscious. So I'm not in a trance. I'm in full personality. And so this is the way I do consultations with people who call me on the telephone privately. This is what I teach people how to do when they come to the classes to learn how to access their own information from their Akashic Record, as well as when I teach level 2, I teach other people how to read other people with the other person's permission, as well as the land, the energy and the Akashic Record of the land and animals, also again with permission. So I've been doing this for about 13 years, and I'm blessed that I really feel that I am doing my work. I'm doing the Creator's work, I'm doing Source's work, and I'm doing my work in conjunction with that. Because I believe, as I know that as many of you do, that I am and we are, all are, extensions of Source. That we are a part of that creative force, that we are a part of the universal energy, that we are a part of God. And so that has actually been verified through the Akashic Record. And so what we talk about today is really more about the here and now and how we as humans can become more comfortable in our skin. You know, it's easy to step outside of ourselves. It's very easy to want to try to remember what home is like. But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, we signed on to be on this planet. We signed on to be on planet Earth, and we signed on to be human. And our responsibility is to be human and to be the most enlightened, loving, compassionate, and wise human that we can. And so what the Akashic Records do, and that energy, it helps us gain insight into who we are, why we're here, and gives us guidance, but never tells us what to do. Gives us all the information we need in order to make the appropriate decision. And as you hear me now, I don't consider what I do psychic. I don't consider what I do channeling, because nothing is entering my physical being. I'm actually listening to what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record are saying. The other way they communicate with me is through showing me pictures, or they'll communicate with me through feelings. And so as I move forward in answering your questions, I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And it's not my information, it's your information. So it's up to you to take responsibility for your information and to say, yes, this rings true for me. This makes sense to me. Because I'll ask you, does that make sense to you? And it's not, or do you understand? It's not, do you understand the words? But do you feel the truth of it in your heart? Do you feel the truth of it in your soul? Do you feel the truth of it in your body? And so you're welcome to call in tonight and ask any questions that you like. If you're listening to BBS Radio from the website, you can actually, you've probably got some numbers in front of you, but if you're listening from a feed, let me give you the number. It's a United States number, and it's a California, San Francisco number. It's 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161, and that number is yours to call in tonight. And you can also email me your questions, but please, if you're going to email me your questions, please include your full name, your current legal name, and with your question. It'll make it, I can become much more accurate if I have your current legal name along with your question, because that's what gets us to the right area of the record. And you can email me directly at info@AkashicWisdom, just like the show, AkashicWisdom.com. And you can email me questions actually anytime, and I can answer them for the show. But tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit. Oops. Hello, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. It's Frank.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm all right. I don't know if you remember me, but I've called before.
Yeah, you're from New York.
Yes.
Yep. How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Well, I'm a little confused. I've called and I've asked this before, but I guess I want more clarification.
Okay.
I know the things that interest me and what I want to pursue, but are you able to ask the or get from the Akashic Records, like, why I came to this life? This time, like, is there a mission or a task?
There's always a mission. There's always a task.
Right.
And let me ask you this. I want to get your right name here. Is your last name start with an M?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it does?
Yes.
Okay. And
you want my full name?
Well, I don't want you to give it to me on the air, but would you have sent me something in Spanish? Like a Feliz, Happy Easter? Did you send me a Happy Easter message?
I sent out a Happy Easter like in every language when I sent it.
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to make sure I had your name. That's what I answered it in. Okay, great. Because I know that there might be other, or is your last name doesn't start with an S? It starts with an M, right? Okay, got it.
M.
M is in mango or Mary or whatever. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, so you want to understand what your purpose is, right?
Yeah.
See, the interesting thing about purpose has to do, the underlying, the real question when it comes to purpose, when somebody, and this is not that you shouldn't ask the question, but you should, it's a good question. What I'm hearing for you is, the question is, for you, the underlying piece of what you're really asking is, what should I be doing in my life? And, or, another way of saying it, is that what can I do in my life that will be right for me, that I will feel fulfilled in?
Yes.
Okay? And the question that you're, but in underlying that question, Frank, you're still asking someone else to tell you what to do. And so what's important with that is to look in your heart to see how much power have you given up in your lifetime allowing other people to tell you what to do.
Well, the reason why I ask it like this is there's two things that I'm going to pursue, and I'm doing it because I enjoy it and I'm curious about it. I like it. I love it. But I wonder, is there something like, I don't know if it's like Like, is there a talent that I have that I'm not knowing about that I should try to develop? Or am I going in a direction that might not be the most of what I could do? Just do what you want to do.
Yeah. The issue here is what, again, the question you're asking is, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
And so the question the master's teachers and loved ones would like to ask you is, what does it feel like? Does it feel joyful?
What I want to do.
Does it feel joyful?
One thing, yes. And the other one, I think that it would be. I have to learn it. Or learn more about it. It intrigues me like nothing else.
Okay. So the idea here is that, you see, there are people who the issue of purpose is a specific question, but it has a very broad and general answer. Because we live on a planet of free will choice, the masters, teachers, and loved ones are telling you that there are many possibilities and probabilities in your agenda of your soul's purpose. So the way to make your decision of what you want to pursue at this moment, it's not about a lifetime, it's about this moment, is to right now, clearly right now, close your eyes,
yeah,
and go to the most sacred part of you that you know. Take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and go to the most sacred part of you that you know.
Are you talking of a place?
Talking about a place within you, a deep place within you. It can be whatever is sacred for you. Whatever feels safest, whatever feels the most loving, whatever feels the most peaceful, whatever feels the most nurturing. So whatever... It could be a deity, it could be a location, it could be just a light that makes you feel that way. It could be a person. But the reality is, it needs to be a pure place that has no baggage with it.
Okay.
So just a place of peace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you just to feel the peace and the joy of that place. Actually allow that energy of peace and joy and nurturing and fulfillment to fill your entire body. Let me know when you got it. Is just a place that you can feel totally and completely aligned with the divine. And come as close as you can. Remember, this is not perfection. This is joy you're looking for, or peace. Let me know when you're there.
All right.
Okay. Now, I want you just to put your hand on your heart to anchor that within your being. And now, what I want you to do is think of the very first thing that you want to pursue and notice and just bring that into your space. Bring that into your space as a new livelihood. And notice if it's a vibrational match for what you're feeling in the peace and the joy and the bliss. Just think of it and see it. If it fits easily and aligns easily with this space that you've created. And just get a sense of that. And then when you're ready, remove that piece, that concept of what you want to do, and just put it lovingly over to the side. Notice the feeling that it was there. And now bring the other one that you're making a decision around, and bring that into your being. And notice if that's a vibrational match for the peace and the love that you're feeling. And when you're complete, when you're done, let me know.
Okay.
Anyone else? You okay? You got it?
Yeah.
Which one was the closest vibrational match?
Well, I don't know if I'm interpreting right, but I was just picturing, like, the peace that I felt when I would suntan at the beach.
Okay.
And feeling the rays on me.
All
and
right.
And then thinking about one of the things I want to do is I want to explore, you know, develop my music
right.
interest.
And okay.
I felt good with that. And then the other thing is I want to learn healing ability stuff, like different modalities.
Okay.
And I was thinking of, you know, the effect it would have on people.
Uh-huh.
And they both feel good. Now,
right.
So the thing is that I could do both. I know
right.
that I'm going to pursue it anyway.
Uh-huh.
My question is, though, you know, I guess I also have to support myself. And
right.
these two things I don't think are going to bring me money. So,
I
like,
see why
how
that.
Do I... So it makes me wonder if...
Wait a minute, why do you believe that won't make you money?
Oh, one of them is making music. I don't know if I'm good enough at music that makes money that could sell to support myself.
Okay.
And the healing, I don't know if I would get enough clients to support myself.
Well, clearly, if you're in doubt, you won't.
I don't, and the thing is that I don't necessarily want to do healing for money. So then, if these two things are that they're just interests and they're things that I'm insanely curious about and want to pursue them and explore them, then makes me wonder, all right, if I'm not doing these for money and I don't want to take money from people, I just want to do good with it and explore other aspects of myself, then it makes me wonder what my purpose would be because I have to support myself. So, what do I do for that?
Why don't you want to take money for your healing?
Well, it's not that I wouldn't take money. It's not that's not why I'm going into it for it. And so then, you know, I guess I'm also new at this. I just started learning how to feel this energy. And I guess I have to learn to develop it, and that's going to
yeah.
take time.
Sure.
But... I mean, is it that I should pursue that as my career and my way of supporting myself? Or just do that and do healings for people that come into my life or whoever my friends are? And am I supposed to, well, I guess there is no supposed to, but would supporting myself be better by pursuing a different avenue for...
How do you support yourself now?
Right now I'm collecting disability, but that's not going to be forever, and I don't want it to be forever.
Sure. But the reality is what were you doing, or what do you want to do for a living? That, in other words, like, how long is your disability going to, how long is it going to last?
It's not that it's a set time, but I don't know that it lasts forever.
What's going on here, Frank, is that you really don't know what you want. See, the issue, the reason why what they're saying is that you have been, if you can study healing and you can study music and you're able to support yourself with your disability check, what are you waiting for?
Oh, I'm not waiting for it. Right now I'm waiting to get money to be able to afford these things, which that's very short term, and I'm overcoming that. But once I pursue these things, I don't know if I would make enough money to support myself from it. Like, yeah, okay, people come to you and, you know, you do healings, and okay, so you charge some people, and, you know, is it enough to support myself?
What is enough?
Enough to cover my expenses.
What are your expenses? Is it $10,000 a year? Is it $50,000 a year? Is it $100,000 a year? How much is it?
I would need about $2,000 a month.
That's $24,000 a year.
Yeah, I don't need a lot of money. I just want to be able
to. So $24,000 a year, right? So
yeah.
So if you were to charge $100 per healing session, how many would you have to have in a year's time of 52 weeks in order to be able to make $2,000 or $24,000?
I guess 20 a month would be $2,000, right?
I think so.
So 20 healings in a month.
Yeah, and that's 5 a week.
Yeah. So one person a day?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah. That's right.
I wonder if I would get that many clients.
Well, but you see, what you're dealing with is doubt here, and what they're saying to you is that it's possible. It's always possible to do whatever you think is impossible. The comment is, nothing is really impossible. Difficult, maybe, but not impossible. And the other reality is, it's really more about, if you've been given the gift of disability, you've been given time off of work to work on you. See, it's not about you being a healer. You cannot. It's very hard to be a healer, a good healer, by the way, if you don't do your internal work on you. And the internal work on you, that's where it's got to start.
Yeah.
You must start with moving within yourself to heal that which no longer serves you. So it's really about healing your fear. It's really about healing your doubts. It's really about healing your trust issues. So the reality here is that what you want to look at is what is within you that you doubt, and how can you heal it? What is the truth of those doubts? So I'm going to tell you something. What you're dealing with is fear. Would you say that's true?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I want you to understand that everybody works with fear. You're not alone. There's not a person on this planet that doesn't deal with fear in one way or another sometime in their life. Okay? So I want you to feel comfortable in that. You with me on that one? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What's important for you to understand is that when you deal with fear, the fear is there to keep you down. It's something that we created on this planet. And so I'm going to read something to you. And I'm reading it to you, Frank, but I'm also reading it to everyone who's listening here, because your call is perfect to lead in to what I wanted to talk about tonight.
Okay.
Okay, and so I was asking about certain fears within myself. And so I'm about to relate to you a conversation that I had with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record, because this is what I teach. In other words, like when you learn how to access your own Akashic Record, you access and have a conversation with the masters, teachers, and loved ones when you ask a question. And so what I teach is that people need to write down what your question is, and then what the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones say, then what your dialogue question, you create like a dialogue. So what I'm about to read to you is like a dialogue, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I asked the masters, teachers, and loved ones, and in my dialogue, I say Akashic Records. So I asked them about what fear, okay, what are the fears that I have that are blocking me that I need to clear, okay? Because there's certain things I want to accomplish, and I find myself sometimes blocked. It's a very human thing. So with the masters, teachers, and loved ones, they started out by saying this to me. Your fear is blocked, and you need to listen because this is also you. This is actually a message for humanity, for those who want to listen. Your fear, so the masters, teachers, and loved ones began by saying, your fear is blocking you from opening your heart in many areas. So I asked, what is the fear about? The Akashic Records said, the fear is about rejection, failure, not good enough, etc. So all the things, you know, that we all worry about. So I asked, how can I neutralize and eliminate this fear? What action steps do I take? Do I need to know and understand the reason and sole purpose of these fears to clear them? Akashic Records replied, understanding the bigger picture will lead you to understanding and seeing the bigger picture for humanity. Fear has been created to hold down the human race. I said, why? The Akashic Records said, it is your way of keeping you safe and creative. And I said, I don't understand. Please tell me more. The Akashic Record said, safe and creative means curious and in place. Because when you're creative, you're curious. They said it is the bondage you took on to be here. And I said, here as in earth? They said, yes. So then I asked, is now the time to learn to eliminate it, the fear, that is? The Akashic Record said, yes, somewhat. Not all are ready to release fear in their lives. Only some are willing and able to release and model it. Lack of fear separates you, focuses you, appears to harden you. And I said, harden me? How? And here's a very important statement. The Akashic Record said, people without fear have no excuses. What do you think about that statement?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. It's exactly what I said. Wow. People without fear have no excuses. And all I could say was wow, because it hit me in my solar plexus, my heart, and my throat at the same time. It's like, wow. The Akashic Record said, facing fears means facing the truth of your excuses. Really looking at truth from a real perspective. Asking yourself the truth about your truth comes from you, not outside of you, but from deep inside of you. The process is of questioning yourself about your truth. What is the truth of your fear can only be answered by you. And here's another important statement they made, and that is, we can lead you to the book of feeling, but only you can open it. And so then I asked, that's powerful. They can lead us to the book of feeling, but only we as individuals can open it. And so then I asked, what happens when I open it? And the Akashic Record said, you are able to examine how your feelings have molded and shaped your truth. When you discover the relationship between feelings and truth, and vice versa, you can then move into defining your truth and becoming clear on your feelings. Moving forward is taking one step at a time, from small to large. You decide. This is still the Akashic Records talking. They said, some feelings of truth are fact. Some, in fact most, are fantasy, made up to keep you down. Now listen closely to this, Frank. To please others, hide you from trying rather than knowing you can do anything. Accomplish your heart's desire. Driven, focused people are hard to be around because they don't allow themselves excuses and don't accept or understand excuses in others. So the question that the Akashic Records asked me, they said, so your question is, what excuses are you willing to look at for their truth? And so we would ask you the same question.
Oh.
Do you feel the power in that?
Yeah.
And so what's important for you to look at is, what is your fear around being wrong? You're concerned about supporting yourself, yet so right now you have the ability to support yourself. Is that correct? Is that what you do have that ability right now?
Right now I have the ability to support myself because I received disability, and with
right.
that I can go to school or
right.
take classes to learn and,
right.
and take that time.
Right.
I guess I have a lot of fear because I've always been a person that's been able to work and make money, and I made a lot of money. I had a house, retirement, and I've basically lost everything. And so I've never been so dependent, I guess. I don't know how
right.
to explain it.
And so right now, what's important right now is for you to understand why did everything go away? And why and how are you to learn from that? Because when everything is taken from a person, they are being purged of all that energy that no longer serves them. And it's not anything you need to blame yourself for or feel guilty or whatever, but what happens is it's a lesson that we need to look at and say, okay, if this is happening, I need to learn from this, because if I don't learn from it, it's going to destroy me. So it's your job to learn from it, and to appreciate the gift of that you're receiving the money to be able to move forward on your path.
Oh, I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. What kind of work were you doing?
I was a project manager in IT for J.P. Morgan on Wall Street.
And your job just went away?
Yeah. They basically, we developed something that they spread throughout the company. We thought, wow, we were really good, and we thought we were going to get really famous in the company, and they just wound up sending it all to Ohio because they're a lot cheaper in salary. And then that was it.
That's interesting. I have a nephew who's working for J.P. Morgan right now as an intern. In Ohio.
It's That's really hard.
In
IT. In Ohio, it's good for you.
in Ohio,
New York,
in IT.
It's hard. Very
competitive. I mean,
it's
very interesting.
In New York, because, you know, you need to make a certain amount of money to survive in New York, and
that's
what they want to cut away. They want to trim that kind of expense and send it to other parts of the country. It's cheaper.
But with your talent, this IT, there's got to be things that you could be doing that would make you money.
I can't work on that no more.
And I'm not talking for a corporation. I'm talking about for, like, let's say, set up websites for people and be creative, or, you know, or help light workers set up websites for themselves. I mean, there are transferable skills, but the reality is, take this time that you have been given to explore what you want to explore. And
well,
then
I don't want to work in computers. What I want to do is, I would like to do healing and make music.
So then learn it and do it.
Right.
You just keep asking the same question: is this the right thing for me to do? It's the right thing to do if you feel that it's the if you feel fulfilled by it. You can't possibly know if you're going to make money with it, Frank, unless you give it a shot.
Yeah.
You can't possibly know. You want a psychic or somebody to tell you, yes, Frank, you're going to be good at this, so you go ahead and try it. No, Frank, that's not the way it works. The way it works is, I love this and want to try it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works. Because there's no psychic around that should or could tell you what to do in all truth. Because then you would be allowing somebody else to rule your life, and it's time for you to rule your life.
Mm.
So take the shot.
Well,
learn the healing, learn the music, and see where it takes you. And the disability will last for as long as it lasts.
Yeah.
In the meantime, decide what kind of job you want to get when you're ready to get off a disability.
Well,
I mean, the idea here is everybody's got to have a plan B. And there's a lot of light workers out there that work full-time as a light worker. And there's also a lot of light workers that work weekends being a light worker until they build up their practice strong enough to support themselves. It rarely happens overnight. You have to be able to get within a community for them to like and trust you, whether you're in business or whether you're in healing. You have to be around enough for people to count on you. You have to be in their face. You have to be with them, whether you're networking for a business and creating a business, you know, like in a real, like, networking business, or if you're working in healing. People have to know you. They have to like you. They have to trust you. And you have to know, like, and trust yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So you have the permission of your soul to do what that which pleases you the most. So if you were looking for permission, you got it.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, I feel better.
Good. That's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to help you feel better. Lighten your load. But do ask that question. You know, what truths what excuses are you willing to learn the truth about? That's the kind of deep work you have to start. Okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Frank. You have a good day and a good evening, and please give me a call again. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, dear. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, we are such a complex being. We are so multifaceted. We are so multi-layered. There's only a small amount of folks, a small amount of us that's really on planet Earth. And the higher part of our being is rooting for us all the way. So keep that in mind. We've got another caller on the line. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hello?
It's Nick Rouse calling.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you? It's good to talk to you.
Oh, great. Great to talk to you. And you are from Florida. That's wonderful. What's
I'm
up?
I'm from Florida, yes. Yes.
What?
What I'm asking is this the right time for me to write a book? Or is it the right time for me to move from Florida? And if it's the right time to move from Florida, where should I move to? Those are the questions.
Well, the part about the book is absolute. Of course, you know that in your heart. You know, I think you're just asking for confirmation here.
Yes, I am.
That's right. And you've been knowing for a long time it's time for you to write this book.
Okay, great.
Right? That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten clarity from it.
Yeah.
On the book
and,
now.
And by the way, writing the book will give you even greater clarity.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's a really important message, so you really need to get up with that. That's great. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you for that confirmation.
Absolutely. So that's very important.
I think I should move from Florida and get out of there. The energy is not good there for me. How do you feel about that? Or how does the record feel about that?
Well, what's interesting about that is it's, you know, Florida in itself isn't necessarily an inappropriate energy in and of itself, but for you, you're right. And so what you need to do is, and the funny part about it, as soon as you said, should I move or should I think, the picture they showed me is you in an RV. There's something about you, even if you rented it for a while and just took an RV or some kind of a camper around the United States to find out where you felt aligned. See, you're so sensitive as long as you, there are times where in your life, and I'm speaking to you in a bit of code, but you're going to understand what I'm saying. There are times when you're clearer than others around when you're aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're aligned and you're sensitive is when you really need to be able to feel the totality of the purity of your work, of your being, and of your health. So you know that in those times when you're feeling totally aligned, it has to do with when you're eating right and when you're being kind to your body, when you're, you know, that's for everybody. When we're in alignment, in our perfect alignment, it's when we're aligning our body, spirit, mental, physical, you know, the whole idea, and you're feeling good about yourself because you're treating your body well.
Right.
When you're in that alignment, if you can maintain that alignment and you move from place to place, now you don't have to have an RV. That's what they showed me. So take that for whatever it's worth. But there are places where you feel more aligned than others. It could be where you're at right now. It could be in Arizona. It could be in Sedona. It could be in Falstaff.
Great.
You know,
there's another
place they're talking about. You know, it could be in that area.
Okay.
But it's where you feel aligned. So if you're not happy and you no longer feel that the energy is in Florida is aligning with you, then yes, it is time to leave. You don't stay there because you think you should. And you don't leave because you think you should. You leave because you want to explore feeling more aligned.
Excellent. That's exactly the way I feel, and I think the RV is a great idea.
Yeah.
Because that's
what they're saying. It's like
around.
It's about almost liquidating everything, traveling light, and literally being the free spirit that you truly are. And then deciding where you want to stay. And even once you decide, allow the RV to be your home for a while until you're sure.
Excellent.
They're also telling me you can get a great deal on RV these days. They're really dogs on the market.
Excellent.
mainly because nobody wants to put the gas in them. You know?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And also, I have been traveling around quite a bit, especially in the past month. I have gone from Reno to St. Joseph, Michigan, down to southern Indiana, and now I'm back in the Las Vegas area, and I'm headed back north.
My daughter's in Las Vegas this weekend.
That's funny.
Well, if you're going to go to San Diego, I'm going to be teaching there the end of June.
Oh, end of June. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So, but the idea here is it's really about you truly connecting with that free spirit that's within you, because that's the creativity that's going to help you write that book.
Well, that's good, because then I can take my cat with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Take the cat. You know, there's a friend of mine who's a great animal communicator, lives in the San Diego area. Her name is Rayon, and she's got this wonderful cat named Puda, and she takes her everywhere. She's got a little harness for her. She walks her when we're in restaurants.
Well, cool.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Puda's is great. You know, Rayon's been on my program many times. But in fact, she's the one that's sponsoring me in to do the class in San Diego. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, you know, so I think that it's important that you just, again, they keep saying, be this free spirit.
Excellent.
And if you ever are called, okay, if you ever feel called to learn how to access your Akashic record, you know that can help you write the book.
Okay, great.
You know, because
Excellent.
It expands creativity. So.
Well, what I'm going to be writing the book on will be, we've talked about some of the difficulties that I've had in the past with addiction, and I've been doing a bunch of esoteric treatments that have finally, I believe, gotten me addiction free. And I was thinking about writing all of that down, because I've used conventional therapies as well as very unconventional therapies, and I've gotten success through all of them.
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to share that with humanities, because there's a lot of people who are in the throes of trying to kick something or another, and they need help with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I think it's great insight, and I think getting on the road in an RV would be the way to deliver
myself.
You'll
have such a good time. I can just feel the joy, the freedom.
Well, great.
Yep.
Excellent. So are you going to go on any more dolphin boats anytime soon?
Am I? No, but my friend, that's the gal I was telling you about, who's the animal communicator with the cat. She runs them out of San Diego. In fact, she's got some coming up. Yeah. You should take a flight over to San Diego. You know what I mean? I can email you information of when she's doing her boat trip. You can go on it.
Okay. Sounds great.
You know? I mean, it's probably coming up. I know she's doing one Memorial Day weekend.
I don't think that my schedule will allow that for that weekend.
But she does it all the time during the summer. And whenever she goes out, there's always whales and dolphins who just come towards the boat. It's just the most amazing thing. Because she talks to them. She communicates with the dolphins and the whales.
Oh, so she goes on, like, dolphin frequency and is able to access them. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. You know, when I was with her, I mean, I've just never seen so many. First of all, I've never seen a dolphin live in the wild before in my life. And we saw three blue whales while we were there, which is basically unheard of. And then these dolphins literally just were, like, coming on our boat, charging us and jumping all over. And, I mean, there was hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. And they were great. They were just jumping all over. They were just, like, so happy to see us. And it's not like we were feeding them, you know?
Yeah.
So it was delightful. So I highly recommend people go on Rayon's boat trips, that's for sure. She knows how to get those dolphins going. So.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
about
that.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from you.
I'm glad
you're listening.
I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're listening in Las Vegas, so it's still early in the evening.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, are you there with friends?
I'm here with my friend Sandra. Yes, I am. And
Sandra.
She can open the records herself. And
that's great. Does she open them for you?
Yeah.
Good.
She has not yet, but we called wanted to call in and see what you had to say first. So
okay.
It's been a pleasure
well,
talking
good.
To you.
I'm glad. That's great. Well, tell her I said hello. It's great to know somebody else. So.
I shall. You take care. We'll talk soon.
All right, you too. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, we're almost out of time, and it's been a wonderful show, again, because of you. You are the reason I do this. I love talking to you. I love getting calls. I love bringing forth messages from the Akashic Records for you. I do want to tell you that I am going to be in San Diego the last weekend in June. And for a level one, I'm going to be doing that on June 26th and 27th. And at 2:30, from 2:30 to 7:30 in the North County, actually in Encinitas. And for those people who have taken level one, if you'd like to come to sunny San Diego, I'm going to be doing a level two on the 25th, 26th, and 27th in the morning. So this, the 25th, it's going to be from 1 till 6. And on the 26th and 27th, I'm going to be doing a continuation of the level two from 8:30 to 1:30. So we're doing a heavy weekend there. But I'm also going to be speaking at the same place in that I did last time. It's on Es Marcas, and that's on Wednesday evening, the 23rd of June, and I'm going to be talking about the qualities of ascension. And that's going to be in North County, the qualities of ascension. And then I'm going to be speaking at a bookstore. I'm going to get that name for you. I think it's called the Controversial Bookstore in San Diego. That's where I've been told I'm going to be seeing. Let's see here. I'm going to tell you right now. Yes, I'm going to be at the, it's called the Controversial Bookstore, and I will be talking about prosperity. And what I'm going to be talking about there is how to expand the prosperity in your life. So I can't wait to see all of you. If you're going to be in the San Diego area, please let me know and email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me on my personal private number, which is 216-691-1233. And so we are now at almost midnight here in Cleveland, Cleveland, Ohio. And I want to tell you again that I do this because I so enjoy anchoring the energy of the Akashic Records, and I so enjoy informing and bringing forth the answers that not only you need, but that humanity needs. So again, this is Donna Fox, that's D-A-H-N-A, because I like the way that sounds, Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom. I'm going to close the records now, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light that are listening. We thank you for your wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Have a miracle-filled week, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.